to see you direct Drive 19 in lovely Las Vegas with Wistara's very own Jason Sasna. I got it right, Jason.
You got it right, yeah.
First time.
Everything. Sales my whole life. So, yeah.
All right. Hey, before we kick things off with the mortgage lending panel, how's the conference going for you first?
I'm getting a lot out of it. Yeah. So I've got a strong mortgage background, but I'm a new CLO, so I'm learning a lot about automotive, learning a lot about what's going on with the consumer, and then just meeting a ton of great people.
Yeah. Great networking for sure. All right. You were just on a mortgage lending panel in there, and so what topics were discussed? Can you give us an inside look on, for those of us who weren't here?
So a lot of it was technology driven, obviously, from a CU Direct perspective. Yeah. It's a big initiative here, which I think is very timely. A lot of it was membership journey and how do we really embrace that. From a competitive landscape, how do we compete with what's going on? Yeah. You know, some of the threats, some of the innovators. There's a lot of going on more on the consumer than maybe the mortgage is the fintechs coming in and really getting a piece between us, the consumer, and then the bank in the depository. And what they're really doing is just pulling some of that ROA or ROE from us.
Right,
so
right.
I think a lot of that has to do with the lag of technology and really being timely, being effective, and then being able to talk to folks earlier in the stage and then being able to execute when they're looking for something from us. So I think a lot of that is what's going on in this room, and a lot of that's being discussed, and we're trying to lay those bricks as we as we talk.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because you still have the SoFis out there, the Rocket Mortgage, right, all that type of stuff. They're setting that stage. They're setting some high expectations for consumers out there, and then when consumers go elsewhere, they expect that same type of stuff, right?
That's exactly it. I use the example. I got kids, and my kids are, you know, they're 14, 12, and 10, but they'll hit Amazon. They can find what they want. They can do some research, they click a button, and they expect it there in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so
10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, right? I mean, it's exaggerating a little bit,
right,
but
right.
Literally, if it's not there the next day, they're coming asking dad, you know, hey, when's it coming? Can you check the update? And so I think if you take a look at that from a lending perspective, we have obviously regulation and things that are slowing us down on the mortgage side, but on the consumer, it doesn't exist. So that's why those fintechs are able to come in.
Yeah.
You know, you come in and click. I was meeting with some folks, and I pulled out my wallet, and it's kind of atrocious. I travel a lot, so I tend to be one of those credit card users that uses the rewards to my advantage.
Sure.
So I leverage that into a family vacation or things like that. But if you take a look at American Express, or if you look at a Chase, you know, not to say big banks, but they've got to figure it out. They understand what your habits are. They understand what your interests are. They understand how to deliver it, and they do it very quickly. American Express recently delivered I use it for airline
miles and stuff
like
that.
The miles, but being able to get into the clubs, right?
Oh, that's right.
So just, you know, when you're traveling, it's a luxury club, whatever, it's a bonus. And now they're able to deliver a deposit offer to me that literally took seconds to be able to hit, and I'm earning higher interest there than I would in other areas.
Wow.
But it's the ease of use.
Yeah.
I think we've trained consumers, or the market's trained consumers, to really be very impactful very quickly and make quick decisions. I think the quicker you can make those decisions and then execute to fulfill what their thought was, you get them. So you lose a lot of that less conversions. And I think as credit unions, we tend to lag a little bit, because we're all, as a co-op, as a movement, we're big, but as individuals, we might be retained by a lot of the resources. So being able to leverage a QSO model or something like that allows us to come together and be able to leverage things that big banks would be able to afford, but as individual credit unions, we wouldn't be able to afford.
Yeah, we'll take advantage of something very unique to our industry, and that's QSOs. I mean, and CU Direct's a great example of the technology that they're putting out there is a huge benefit to credit unions like yours, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. So we use them on the indirect auto side. You know, we're looking at some of the mortgage. I had an opportunity to spend a little time with the group on the mortgage piece before they've come to market, and the things that they're doing, the direction they're headed is really spot on. It's, you know, there's I feel like we're in a little bit of a technology lag. It might sound odd to say that, but I think in the mortgage space, it's disfragmented. So there is really strong legacy LOSs that you would trust and you would count on to be able to provide the resources and the safe and soundness and the regulatory compliance and all that. And then you got a lot of, I call them like shiny squirrels, you know, you got all these fintechs coming in, creating that member experience to be much better. But then connecting the two is sometimes where it falls into a trap. And so understanding the relationships between those two is really a challenge for us as a lending group to be able to understand what does that look like. And then if you get outside just your channel, so a mortgage might feel like this to a user or a member, And then consumer feels like this, or a membership opening or a depository, it really needs to feel the same. So what they're trying to do is be able to put it all into one. So it feels the same from a user experience. You're still picking up some workflow automation and being able to save some money, because there is a rising cost in that, to be able to produce some loans, especially in mortgage space. So it's really an interesting space that we're in. But I think it's
a lag.
And I think they're definitely leading. If they're able to do everything they're saying they're going to do, and the 15-minute home equity was a good example, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, what does that mean for your credit union, or even credit unions in general, something like that?
So the 15-minute home equity, I just think, you know, there's no trade regulation behind it. So I think regulation slows us down in the mortgage space. Mm-hmm. But from a consumer loan, you can go on to SoFi, Lending Club, Cabbage, you know, name it. And you can get a loan in seconds, because they understand how to go out and find information about you through third-party aggregators. Mm-hmm. So don't ask me information about me. Go figure it out. You're on your own, right? I'll give you a couple pieces of information, but that's about it. Yeah. And then I quickly want a resolution. So if it goes from an offer saying, hey, you're approved for X amount of dollars, well, I expect now that you're going to give me those X amount of dollars, right?
Right.
Assuming, but that's the expectation.
Fund me.
You said I could have it.
Yeah.
I decided I want it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
So then how fast can you deliver that experience? Mm-hmm. And like a 15-minute home equity is a good example where you could literally, because it's typically a portfolio type of product, it's a consumer product. So things that you need to know is you need to understand credit, you need to understand income, you need to understand the property or collateral, right? They already own the home. Mm-hmm. All that stuff's available through third party. So why can't you just deliver it quick?
Right.
You still have a 3-day right of rescission. That would be the longest thing in that process. So for me, it's I need something. You present it to me. I decided I wanted it. I want it now.
Immediacy. That's what we're all about these days. Real time, real timeness. All right, last question for you. Outlook for 2019. Where do you see all this going the rest of the year?
You know, I'm kind of in a weird spot because I'm in a brand new role, so I'm looking at all kinds of things. I think from the mortgage perspective, you know, volume is going to be tight, inventory is going to be tight. I think we have to figure out how to be, as a credit union, we need to figure out how to get ahead of the funnel a little bit. How to start talking to people that are thinking about buying in a year from now. You know, where do we start that? Maybe launching savings type programs, thinking earlier on versus just waiting towards, hey, I'm ready to buy. I think it's almost too late. 45% of the market's controlled by the realtor referral. I think another 19%'s by personal referral. We do a good job at the personal referral. We do good serving our members. So I think we got that covered. Credit unions in general don't always hit the realtor market the same. I think we got to create a new stigma that we are the right choice for realtors, because we can do things like portfolio products. We can execute. We're not sleepy. We're good price. We're good service. Yeah. We have all that. Yeah. So how do we get out there and spread that?
Yeah, a credit union wants that mortgage loan too, because that's a 30-year relationship at least. So.
Right. And there's so much tied to it too.
Yeah.
For a credit union, you know, we don't raise stock. We can't raise capital. You know, we're held by our revenue. We're held by what we can do to borrow funds. Sometimes prohibitive to the membership. So being able to get deposits at the same time we're able to do loans, which is what typically a mortgage would provide for us, is a good opportunity.
How about AI as far as getting the proactive message out there?
Yeah, you're speaking my language. You know, I think we want to have the personal touch, and consumers want to have that personal touch. They want that trusted advisor. They do want to look at somebody at some point and be able to have that experience. And I think that creates a better experience for the organization. But being able to do things that you could do through AI just creates efficiency, effectiveness to be able to make it either faster, better, or a little bit cheaper, which is typically what people want.
And the personalization as well. My credit union knows me.
Yeah, I love that. I keep using the same examples, but you know, I'm a big Amazon user. My family is.
Yeah, us too.
American Express. They tell me how many years I've been with them. It's on my card. It feels good. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm part of something, right?
Yeah.
Because they know me.
Yeah.
And people want to know you. If you give that much information or that much money to somebody, you would expect that they know you.
Indeed.
All right, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you too, Jason. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.